Application Academy is closing if you are applying to medical school in 2024 to start in 2025. We are closing in mid-April, April 12th or 13th, somewhere around there, somewhere in mid-April. We're closing our door. It's time for you to get in to Application Academy to get the support you need to put together your story so that you aren't one of those students that end up rejected because you didn't know how to tell your story. Come join us at applicationacademy.com. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. I'll see you soon at applicationacademy.com. The pre-med path can be super confusing. If you'd love some help on your path or on your applications, use the promo code PMY for pre-med years, PMY, over at medicalschoolhq.net, and get some help from some of our experts, former directors of admissions, admissions officers, other experts. We have a small team ready to help you today. Again, that's promo code PMY to get a discount on our services at medicalschoolhq.net. If you're applying to medical school in 2022 to start medical school in 2023, join me Wednesday or Thursday, Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, or Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern at premedworkshop.com. Go register today. I'm going to show you how to tell your story in your application. Again, that's premedworkshop.com. If you are applying to medical school in 2022, be there or be square. I swear to fulfill, to the best of my ability and judgment, this covenant. I will respect the hard-won scientific gains of those physicians in whose steps I walk, and gladly share such knowledge as is mine with those who are to follow. I will apply for the benefit of the sick all measures which are required, avoiding those twin traps of over-treatment and therapeutic nihilism. I will remember that there is art to medicine as well as science, and that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife or the chemist's drug. I will not be ashamed to say I know not, nor will I fail to call in my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery. I will respect the privacy of my patients, for their problems are not disclosed to me that the world may know. Most especially must I tread with care in matters of life and death. If it is given me to save a life, all thanks, but it may also be within my power to take a life. This awesome responsibility must be faced with great humbleness and awareness of my own frailty. Above all, I must not play at God. I will remember that I do not treat a fever chart, a cancerous growth, but a sick human being, whose illness may affect the person's family and economic stability. My responsibility includes these related problems if I am to care adequately for the sick. I will prevent disease whenever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. I will remember that I remain a member of society with special obligations to all my fellow human beings, those sound of mind and body as well as the infirm. If I do not violate this oath, may I enjoy life and art, respected while I live and remembered with affection thereafter. May I always act so as to preserve the finest traditions of my calling, and may I long experience the joy of healing those who seek my help. This is the Pre-Med Years, session number 200. Now welcome. If this is your first time joining us, session 200 is a special one. Obviously, 200 episodes is huge, but every 50 episodes, we have read this modern version of the Hippocratic Oath that was written in 1964 by Louis Lasagna, I don't know how to say his last name, He, I think, is maybe the current dean at Tufts. If not, he was the dean at Tufts. But this oath, I like to read it every 50 episodes because it reminds us of our journey to medicine and why we are here. And if you get lost on your journey, if you struggle to remember why you are on this journey, go back and either listen to the beginning of episode 100, 150, 200, or just Google Hippocratic Oath Modern Version and read that. Because everything it talks about in there is stuff that we talk about here on the podcast, and how to be a good pre-med student, and talk about when we talk about what medicine is like, and even the discussion that we had a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago now at this point, when Allison and I were talking about the neurology resident that was fired in Miami after being videotaped intoxicated and fighting with an Uber driver. This oath talks about being a member of society with special obligations. You are expected to be a upstanding citizen, and you're held to higher standards. And this oath talks about it. It talks about everything, which is awesome. Now, session 200, it's just going to be me today. And I wanted to talk about where we have gone, what we have seen, and where we are going in the future here at the pre-med years, at the medical school headquarters, at old pre-meds, and the med-ed media now as the network of all of the podcasts that we're doing. In the last 50 episodes or so since we've done a recap like this, I've published a book. If you didn't know, the Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the Medical School Interview. It's the first book in a series that I will write. This one was picked up by a publisher and will hopefully be in bookstores June of 2017. Right now, you can get it on Kindle. Go check out medschoolinterviewbook.com. It's a nice long URL for you, medschoolinterviewbook.com. And you can check out the book there, or just go to Amazon and search for medical school interview and scroll down the list a little bit and find the book there. So that was a huge accomplishment in the last 50 episodes or so, and I'm already getting amazing feedback. So kind of what we have seen, I wanted to talk about too. But the whole goal of me starting the medical school headquarters was to help you on your journey to get into medical school, to be that pre-med advisor for you if you don't have access to one, or if you just don't jive with the one at your school, like I didn't at my undergrad institution. The book, I've gotten messages from students saying, I read your book. I went into my second interview so much more prepared than my first one. Thank you so much. The feedback has been awesome. So the book is just one more outlet for me to help you. Obviously, these podcasts are here for you every week for free. The book, you have to buy, but I think that's okay. it's a great compilation of many, many months worth of work, and I know it's worth it. So take a look at the book if you haven't. But there's been a lot of other changes in the last 50 episodes. We launched the Old Pre-Meds podcast, which is phenomenal. That's on its 40th episode as of today, as we're releasing this podcast. Now, Old Pre-Meds has been a site dedicated to non-traditional pre-med and medical students. And it's been around for a long time. And Richard Levy, who was the director over there and the publisher of the site, decided to step down and retire. And I took over the site as of, I think, January of 2016. And even before I took over the site, we had launched the Old Pre-Meds podcast as a collaboration between the two of us before he decided to retire. And that has been an amazing addition to the pre-med years here. It's a different podcast here at the pre-med years. It's a lot of interviews, a lot of long form discussion with people, with Allison, with myself, talking about different topics in the pre-med path or about medicine in general. But the Old Pre-Meds podcast is a short form podcast, question and answer podcast. We take questions from the Old Pre-Meds form, which students go and ask questions there anonymously, kind of like that other website that I never recommend you going to. But the Old Pre-Meds form is completely different. You need to, if you haven't and you're a non-traditional student, go check out the form over at oldpremeds.org. It's very collaborative, not cutthroat, not negative. Very, very helpful community of students over there. And your question might get answered on a podcast, which is awesome. Why would you not want to do that? But so the Old Pre-Meds podcast has been something new in the last 50 episodes since episode 150. That's going strong. Again, we haven't missed an episode yet over there. I'm not planning to anytime soon. We've done 200 episodes here at the Pre-Med Years without missing a single episode. That's through lots of trials and tribulations, stuff that some stuff we don't talk about here in the podcast, but things happen in our life, and we're here every week for you to keep plugging along. So another thing that we have been doing in the last, I think it's now episode 7 or 8 as we are releasing this podcast episode, is the MCAT podcast. Obviously, the MCAT is a huge hurdle, huge pain in the butt for pre-med students to getting into medical school. It's one of those necessary evils, unfortunately, unless you're one of the lucky ones that gets an early acceptance to a program that doesn't require the MCAT, which is phenomenal. But the MCAT's a huge problem, and so I teamed up with Next Step Test Prep to do the MCAT podcast. And so far, we've talked a lot of nuts and bolts about the podcast and or about the MCAT, but we'll start to dig into more content, breaking down passages and reading through passages and understanding what we should be looking at or what you should be looking at. Not we anymore. I'm done with the MCAT, but what you should be looking at as you are reading through passages and trying to understand what the test writers are wanting you to look at. And so that has been a phenomenal addition to the medical school headquarters and now what we're calling MedEd Media, the network of podcasts and other stuff that we're doing. And so if you ever want to stay up to date with what we're doing at MedEd Media, you can check it out at mededmedia.com. You can go into iTunes and just search MedEd Media and see what pops up there. But you'll see, kind of talking about where we're going, if you go to mededmedia.com, we have two new podcasts in the works. And those are ones that I think are very important to add to the discussion. One of them might be a little bit more for medical students, but I think is still very relevant for pre-med students. And that one is roughly titled Specialist Stories. It's something that I had started or had the idea for back when we initially opened the academy, which is now closed. But we did some interviews with different specialists, an orthopedic surgeon, an ENT, I don't even know all of them off the top of my head, but we did a handful of interviews. But I think they were video interviews. I think they would be amazing podcast episodes. It would be more of a structured format, more of a structured Q&A with some free flowing conversation as well. But I think it would be awesome to hear from a cardiothoracic surgeon, an oncologist, an orthopedic surgeon, and the different subspecialties in there as well. So an orthopedic surgeon that specializes in knee replacements, an orthopedic surgeon that specializes in hand surgery, an orthopedic surgeon that specializes in oncology. So there are so many of these specialties that are out there. And I would love to have conversations with different physicians and what they do on a day-to-day basis and what are they happy about? What aren't they happy about? What would they tell their younger self as they were picking a career? What what would they love other specialties to know about their specialty so that moving forward, if you go into a different specialty, you can remember, like, oh, I remember that podcast with the with that orthopedic surgeon now that I'm an internal medicine doc, and I know he would have wanted me to do XYZ before referring to ortho. Those are the kinds of conversations that I think would be awesome for pre-meds to hear and be motivated, but also for medical students as they are picking what specialties they want to apply for the match. The other one that you'll see at mededmedia.com is another podcast that's roughly titled Medical School Open House. And that name came from somebody in the Hangout. If you're not part of the Hangout, medicalschoolhq.net/group is the place to go for that. It's a private Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and anybody who happens to stumble upon our group, but it's a closed one. So you have to click on join and I'll accept you as soon as I can. But Medical School Open House, I hear from so many students that they have difficulty trying to figure out what schools to apply to, what medical schools to apply to. They talk about reading websites and reading the MSAR and the college information book, the CIB from the DO schools. And they say, you know what, after reading three or four different websites, they all start to sound the same. But you know what won't sound the same? Talking to the school, having a podcast episode where I talk to maybe the dean of admissions, the dean of the school itself, and maybe a medical student at the school to talk about what their experiences are like. I think it'd be an amazing opportunity for you, the listener, for the pre-med to get an understanding of what schools you may or may not be interested in applying to, what special programs the school has that maybe aren't highlighted well in certain areas. I think that's an amazing growth opportunity for the podcast. So those are some things that we're working on. Obviously, I wrote this first book, The Guide to the Medical School Interview. The next book will be a book about the personal statement. So it'll be the pre-med playbook, a guide to writing a personal statement or something along those lines. But so there's a lot of stuff in the works. I recently got access to a platform for interviews so that a lot of what I do now is helping you prepare for your medical school interviews, and that does come at a price and not everybody can afford it, and I understand that. And so I found a platform that I had to invest in, but it will allow me to offer to you at a much, much, much cheaper price the ability to log into this website and select pre-formed interviews and sit through an interview with me asking you a question on a video on the screen. And then the platform will use your webcam to capture your answer. And I won't be personally looking at these. I don't think at this point, because again, I want it to be accessible for everybody at a much lower price point than my one-on-one stuff that I offer. But having that platform for you to log in and have interviews pre-made, ready to go, so that you don't know what the questions are coming, and you go through a full interview and it records you and you can watch afterwards and grade yourself and you can share it with friends and family and mentors and whoever else to say, hey, can you give me some feedback on this interview or this one specific question? You can go in and create your own interviews based on, I think it'll have 600 plus questions at the end once I have them all uploaded and ready to go. So that's something that's super exciting that we're working on here at the medical school headquarters. And I like that I talk about the medical school headquarters. You know, all this time, it's really just been me sitting in my wherever I am. Before we moved to Colorado, we were in Boston, and I was kind of, there was a basement, not a basement, but the first floor office that right off the garage, the small little room. And now we're in the basement. I'm in a I guess I would call this a bedroom that I turned into my studio where I have the microphone set up and everything else. It's just me. I have some awesome people that help me make the show notes page and help me upload everything and create awesome images. But full time, it's just me. I'm just here hanging out. And I hope that I've made an impact on your life in some way. And I think I have, but I hope I have as well. And if I have, I would love for you to share those stories with me. Shoot me an email, ryan@medicalschoolhq.net, and just let me know what impact I've had on your life as you continue on this journey. I would love to see, I know a lot of podcasters are asking for pictures of where you listen to the podcast. I would love to see a selfie of you while you're listening to the podcast. And I want to take these pictures and print them. I think I'm going to print them on a sound absorption panel, like a 2-foot by 4-foot panel. So I need a lot of pictures. So send me your pictures. It's the pictures, it's the stories that I hear from you guys that continue to motivate me every day to create more podcasts and new podcasts and good podcasts and continue to reach out to guests that are interesting and have a good story to tell and information to share with you. So that is what I request of you. Send me stories that of the impact that the podcast has had on you, hearing other people's stories has had on you, and send me a selfie of you listening to the podcast and where you are and what you're doing. I think that's going to be it for today. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is while it hasn't officially crossed this milestone yet, I think technically it has. If I aggregate all of the downloads from different platforms that the podcast is on, but the one main platform that hosts the podcast for me, their number is around 988,000 downloads. And so in the next couple of weeks, we're going to cross 1 million downloads. So I think it's a phenomenal milestone, and it just goes to show it has nothing to do with me or the podcast. It has to do with you continuing to listen and you continuing to share it with those in your community. So thank you for that. 1 million downloads, 200 episodes is crazy. Crazy to think about. I never thought I would get here back when we started this podcast. I never thought I'd be in this situation as a medical student going through medical school and suffering through that. I never said, "Oh, one day I'm going to be a podcaster." I don't even know. Podcasts were just starting when I started med school. So I started med school in 2005. Podcasts started to take hold right around 2005, 2006. So yeah, it's interesting to think where we have come, where we are going and what we've seen along the way. So I hope that I've contributed, we've contributed in some way to your journey, and I hope we continue to contribute to your journey, whether it's here on this podcast or a podcast that we'll produce in the future at some point to help continue to help guide you on your journey to becoming a physician.